This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
There have been many courses, seminars and workshops organized in this city of ours and others about the art of delivering a khutbah, how to be a proficient sermon giver to communicate the message of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu to people effectively. However, this khutbah will not be focusing on that. Not the art of delivering a khutbah, but something that affects most of us, if not all, which is the art of receiving the khutbah. How is it that I can unlock the full benefits of the Friday sermon as was intended by Allah Jalla Jalalu? This has become a weekly obligation upon the Muslims. And Salatul Jumu'ah is part of your lifestyle till the day we meet Allah. So we are invested, interested, and keen to know how we can reap the full and wholesome benefits of this day. First of all, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu said, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْ يُوهُ بُلِيفُ إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ فَسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. When the call for the Friday prayer is made, then rush to the remembrance of Allah. That is the Friday prayer. وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعَ, and leave trade. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. That will be better for you if only you knew. Allah Almighty singles out trade as being the thing that we should leave when we hear the call to the Friday prayer, and that is because this is what mostly distracts us from salah, our search for our daily bread. And then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam encourages the Muslim to arrive as early as he can to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to not make it a last minute scramble, may Allah pardon us, to get to the message, to get to the message, masjid, minutes before the khatib ascends the minbar. And that is why Bukhari and Muslim narrate on the authority of Abu Hurairah that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنِ اغْتَسَلَ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ غُسْلَ الْجَنَابَةِ ثُمَّ رَاحَ فِي السَّاعَةِ الْأُولَى فَكَأَنَّمَا قَرَّبَ بَدَنَهُ. Whoever bathes on the day of Friday, the bathing of Janabah, and then goes to the masjid in the first hour, it will be as if he has sacrificed a camel for the sake of Allah, the most precious of animals. وَمَنْ رَاحَ فِي السَّاعَةِ الثَّانِيَةِ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَرَّبَ بَقَرَةً. But whoever goes in the second hour for the Friday prayer, it will be as if he has sacrificed a cow. وَمَنْ رَاحَ فِي السَّاعَةِ الثَّالِثَةِ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَرَّبَ كَبْشًا أَقْرًا. And whoever goes to the Friday prayer in the third hour, it will be as if he has sacrificed a horned ram. Look at how the value is depreciating. وَمَنْ رَاحَ فِي السَّاعَةِ الرَّابِعَةِ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَرَّبَ دَجَاجَةً. And whoever goes to the masjid on the fourth hour, it will be as if he has sacrificed a chicken. وَمَنْ رَاحَ فِي السَّاعَةِ الْخَامِسَةِ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَرَّبَ بَيْضَةً. And whoever goes in the fifth hour, it will be as if he has sacrificed a mere egg for Allah. فَإِذَا خَرَجَ الْإِمَامُ حَضَرَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الذِّكْرِ. But when the imam appears, he begins his sermon, the angels leave their positions and they join with the rest of the Muslims to hear the sermon. So they are at the door taking the names of the people and at what time they have arrived and the reward they deserve. When he begins his khutbah, they turn their scrolls over and they sit with us. Those who come after have missed out on the reward. How do we calculate these five sa'at, these 5 hours? They're not the 60-minute slots as we know it. The scholars like Ash-Shafi'i, Ahmad, others have said, you calculate it by looking at the time between after the sun has risen till when the imam ascends the pulpit and begins his khutbah. So today it was 1:15. You look at the hours. Say they were 6 hours, for example. You divide them by 5. And each one of those sections constitutes a sa'ah, an hour. Therefore, most of us, for the last 30 or 40 years of our lives, we have been coming in the fifth hour, moments before the khutbah begins, and we have not offered Allah more than an egg on a weekly basis. And we know some of our predecessors and some of our elders today who start preparing for the day of Jum'ah from as early as Salatul Fajr and arriving to the masjid and staying at the masjid from Fajr until Jum'ah. Maybe this will be difficult for most of us, but speak to your employer and say to him, I want to make an early start for my Jum'ah, and more often than not, they will honor the request. So arriving early. Then you have the element of ikhtisal, bathing on the day of Jum'ah. Bukhari al-Muslim narrate on the authority of Abu Sa'id that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, غُسْلُ الْجُمُعَةِ وَاجِبٌ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ. Bathing on the day of Friday is an obligation upon every muhtalim, every adult. What does it mean, an obligation, wajib? Is it an obligation? Is it a sunnah? Leave the fiqhi discussion. This hadith is enough as an encouragement for us to engage in a full bathing before we arrive to the masjid on Friday. And in another very famous hadith, which is breathtaking and commonly misunderstood, Abu Dawood narrates on the authority of Aws ibn Aws that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Man ghassala yawm al-jum'ati waghtasal." Here are the conditions. Whoever bathes another and bathes himself, thumma bakkara wa batakar, and leaves early for the Friday salah and arrives early, wa masha wa lam yarkab, and walks to the masjid and does not ride, وَدَنَا مِنَ الْإِمَامِ وَاسْتَمَعَ, and draws as close as he can to the imam and listens, وَلَمْ يَلْغُوا, and does not engage in any inappropriate, nonsensical behavior during the salah, what is the reward? كَانَ لَهُ بِكُلِّ خُطْوَةٍ عَمَلُ سَنَةٍ أَجْرُ صِيَامِهَا وَقِيَامِهَا. He will be given the reward of a year's worth of prayer at night and a year's worth of fasting for every step of the way. La ilaha illallah, karamullahi wasa. What does it mean? The hadith said, bathes himself, bathes another. The rest of the hadith is quite clear. The majority of the scholars, they say what this means is that you wash your entire body and you give special attention to your hair. غَسَّلَ وَغْتَسَلَ. Because the Arabs, they used to use creams and oils for their long hair. So the emphasis is in getting the water into your bashara, into your scalp, and washing the rest of your body. غَسَّلَ وَغْتَسَلَ. Other scholars like Ahmad al-Qurtubi and others have said, no, what this means is that on the day of Friday, a man has had matrimonial relations with his wife. Therefore, he has become the cause of her bathing, and he himself will also bathe. And that is a second understanding, which shows you how the Sharia wants you to come to the masjid with a clear mind. No sexual urge. To attend the masjid with no interruptions in your mind. To absorb everything that the khutbah has to offer you. The religion wants us to grow. La ilaha illallah. Then we have the element of wearing new clothes or some clothes that you have specified for this day of Jum'ah. They don't have to be expensive. And that is why Ibn Majah narrates on the authority of Aisha that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا عَلَىٰ أَحَدِكُمْ إِنْ وَجَدَ سَاعَةً أَنْ يَتَّخِذَ لِجُمْعَتِهِ ثَوْبَيْنِ سِوَى ثَوْبَيْ مِهْنَتِهِ. He said, it would be good, alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, it would be good if one of you has financial ability to buy a special pair of clothes that is dedicated for your Jum'ah Salah, that is different to your work clothes. And perhaps part of the wisdom in this is that when you wear a specific attire for a specific occasion, you feel a specific way. And that's why there was a research that was done by the Northwestern University of the US in 2012. Where they looked at the effect of clothing on the cognitive behavior of people, their psychology and performance at work. And they called it enclothed cognition. What they found is that if you wear a clothing of a specific meaning, it affects your psychology and can enhance performance at the task you are doing. So they found scientists, for example, before they go to work, if they wear their lab coat a lab coat which usually demonstrates intelligence and science and research, they perform better at work when they are wearing their lab coat. And here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is encouraging us to find a special pair of clothes and dedicate it for Jumu'ah. Why? Because the Sharia wants us to benefit when we arrive at Salatul Jumu'ah and not to fall asleep and not to say, ماذا قال آنفا? What did he just say? So this is the element of wearing new clothes. And then when we arrive at the masjid, how would the Sahaba behave? Ah, Az-Zuhri, he said, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِذَا أَخَذَ فِي خُطْبَتِهِ اسْتَقْبَلُوهُ بِوُجُوهِهِمْ حَتَّى يَفْرَغَ مِنْهَا. When the Prophet عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَسَلَّمْ would begin his khutbah, the companions would turn their faces to him and they would not turn away until he had finished his khutbah. Full attention. They wanted to absorb the barakah of this day and to grow. And then he said, alayhi salatu wassalam, when he saw a man, the hadith of Abdullah ibn Busr, jumping over people, trying to find a space, separating between two, he said, ijlis faqad adayt, sit down, you have harmed people. The Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam wants the Muslims to pay attention and does not want anything to interrupt their attention. He said to him, sit down, you have harmed people. And he said, إِذَا قُلْتَ لِصَاحِبِكَ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ وَالْإِمَامُ يَخْطُبُ أَنصِتْ فَقَدْ لَغَوْتْ. Bukhari and Muslim. If you say to your brother on the day of Jumu'ah, when the Khatib is speaking, you say to him, shush, listen, then you have engaged in laghu, idle behavior, inappropriate talk. He said, "Man masa al-hasa faqad lagha." Whoever plays with the pebbles on the floor has engaged in laghu, idle talk, inappropriate behavior. In a third hadith, he said, "Waman lagha fala jum'ah lah." Whoever engages in laghu, then there is no jum'ah for him. So the Muslim does not fidget with his toes, does not pick his nails, does not play with his beard, does not twirl his hair, does not check his phone, does not speak to his neighbor, does not check his socials, does none of that, but gives his entirety to the day of Jumu'ah. Why all of these etiquettes? For one reason. To ensure that when you come to the masjid, you leave as a reformed person. That 20 or 30 minutes you spend in the masjid, it's a cause of growth. This is the intention of the Sharia for us. And hence all of these adab, these mannerisms. In conclusion, I share with you four keys, practical takeaways for those who are still unsure. How to unlock the wholesome and maximum benefits that were intended by Allah for you on this day. Four keys. If you were to understand them and apply them, I can guarantee that both of us, you and I, will see a paradigm shift, a transformation in perspective, and a new appreciation of Salatul Jumu'ah. And each Friday will be a means of growth for us in dunya and an argument for us on Yawmul Qiyamah. The first key, ensure my brother, my sister, that you have done some research about the nature of Yawmul Jumu'ah, the ins and outs of this day. Scholars and students of knowledge alike, they need this, a constant reminder. So open up Riyadu Salihin, Imam al-Nawawi's compilation of hadith, and go to the chapter of Yawmul Jumu'ah, the day of Friday. Read about its virtues. Read about its sunan, its etiquette. We all need that, because this is the necessary warm-up for this day. Rarely will you find an athlete who is able to jump off the bench and pounce onto the pitch and to sustain a 90-minute football game. Rather, you will see him running up and down the lines, warming up before he is subbed on. And likewise, this noble and virtuous day requires some warming up. And all of these etiquettes that I have shared with you, arriving early, engaging in your ghusl, trimming your hair, your pubic hair and your nails, engaging in salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam abundantly on Jumu'ah, reciting Suratul Kahf as some of you are doing, brushing your teeth with siwak or a normal toothbrush, applying perfume, finding a new pair of clothes, sitting where you find the closest area for you to sit at, listening attentively, drawing nearer to the Imam, and so on and so forth. This is something that will help us unlock the virtues of Jumu'ah, Number one, we said, do some basic study and reading about Friday, its virtues and its mannerisms. Number two, ensure when you arrive at the masjid, you bring with you your heart as well. It's beautiful to see many brothers arriving at the masjid very early. And that is something we have to recognize, alhamdulillah. But when the khutbah begins, you realize that from some of our faces, whilst our bodies are here, our minds, our hearts, they're elsewhere. Who are the ones who benefit from the day of Jumu'ah? Allah said, "Inna fi dhalika la dhikra." There is a reminder in this for who? لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ. For a person who possesses a heart. أَوْ أَلْقَى السَّمْعَ وَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. Or listens attentively with his ear whilst present in his mind. They are the ones who benefit. You arrive at the masjid, barakallahu fiqh, bring with you your heart as well. And that is why you remember the hadith of Dhimad, who was not a Muslim at the time, who came to the Prophet والسلام, to offer him a cure because the fools of Mecca had accused him of being a madman. He said, "Ya Muhammad, inni arqi wa inna Allah yashfi ala yadi fahallak." "Oh Muhammad," he said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "I can offer you a cure. I know you're having problems. And God cures people through me. So can I try?" And our Prophet ﷺ responded with a sentence that every one of you has heard today and many weeks before it, and you will hear next week as well. He said to him, "Inna alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah. Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu, we praise him and we seek his help. May yahdihi Allahu fala mudilla lah. Whoever Allah guides, no one can misguide. Wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah. And whoever Allah turns to misguidance, no one can guide him. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lah. And I testify that none has the right to be worshipped but Allah with no partners. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. And I testify that Muhammad is his slave and messenger." He said to him, "A'id alayya hadhihi al-kalimat." "Can you repeat what you just said?" He repeated it. He said, "Can you repeat it again?" He repeated it. He said, "Just one more time." And he repeated it a third time. He said to him, "لَقَدْ سَمِعْتُ قَوْلَ الْكَهَنَةِ وَقَوْلَ السَّحَرَةِ وَقَوْلَ الشُّعَرَاءِ وَمَا سَمِعْتُ مِثْلَ هَذَا الْكَلَامِ أُبْسُطْ يَدَكَ هَذِهِ كَيْ أُبَايَعْكَ عَلَى الْإِسْلَامِ." He said, "I've heard the words of the magicians and the words of the sorcerers and the words of the poets, and I've never heard anything like that. Extend your hand, please, so that I may take my shahada and pledge allegiance." He said, "On behalf of you and your community." Dhimad said, "On behalf of me and my community, we're all Muslims." Notice how the very same words that you and I heard this morning, "Inna alhamdulillah," introducing the khutbah, were the very same words that changed the life of Dhimad and his community. Why? Yes, because he understood them. And B, because he brought his heart to the conversation. So when you come to the masjid on the Friday, and you're taking off your shoes, and you place them into the shelf, shelf as well every one of your concerns. Your business concerns, your family concerns, your marital concerns, your children concerns, your societal concerns, your debt concerns, your rise of cost of living concerns. Place them all there with the shoes. And come into the masjid with no intention but Allah and to benefit from what is going to be said. This is the second key, bring your heart. Number three, come with the intention of applying the knowledge. This will create a shift in perspective. I'm not coming to the Jum'ah to just tick a box, I've carried out a farida, an obligation. I'm coming to learn and to apply something new in my life. That's how we benefit from university, we benefit from our teachers, and we will benefit in the masjid. And that's why Ibn al-Qayyim, he said, "لَوْ نَفَعَ الْعِلْمُ بِلَا عَمَلٍ لَمَذَمَّ اللَّهُ أَحْبَارَ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ." If knowledge by itself was useful without application, Allah would not have condemned the scholars of the people of the book. Why did Allah condemn them? They had knowledge. Their failure was in application. And the worst and toughest analogies in the Quran, the analogy of the dog and the analogy of the donkey, they were of people who learned knowledge but did not apply it. This is number three, key number three. Come to the masjid. I intend to apply everything I hear about finances, about backstabbing, about lowering the gaze, about praying in congregation, about assisting in the Muslim socio-economic affairs, in being a righteous Muslim, in leaving my girlfriend, in lowering my gaze from pornography, whatever it may be, I'm coming to apply, not just to learn. And number four, the fourth and final key I share with you, is to come to the masjid on Friday feeling that you are the one who is being addressed. أنت المخاطب. No one else. You sit in the masjid now and you can't even see your neighbors. It is just me and the khatib and Allah above us who is watching. I am the one who is being addressed, not my neighbor. Ibn Mas'ud, he said, إِذَا سَمِعْتَ اللَّهَ يَقُولُ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَارْعِيهَا سَمْعَكَ. When you hear Allah saying, O you who believe, then give it an attentive ear. He said, فَإِنَّهُ خَيْرٌ يَأْمُرُ بِهِ أَوْ شَرٌ يَنْهَى عَنْهُ. Because it is goodness that he's going to tell you to do, or evil he's going to tell you to stay away from. Come in the masjid feeling that no one is being addressed but you. You hear something about a virtue, you hear something about a sin. Don't think so-and-so is the one who's being spoken to, not me. And then you shrug your shoulders, وَكَأَنَّ الْأَمْرَ لَا يَعْنِيكَ, as if the matter does not pertain to you. We are the ones who are being addressed. These, my dear brothers, my dear sisters, are four keys I wanted to share with you, which if we were to apply and understand, we will see a huge shift in our appreciation of Yawm al-Jum'ah. And not only will it transform our lives in dunya, week in, week out, and be a cause of our growth, but most importantly, this will be a Jumu'ah that will benefit us on the day when money and children will not benefit man, and that is the day of judgment.